right, so here we come again. Pay close attention now. Not that you don't normally, but just pay close attention. Jenna Quinn is a survivor of child sexual abuse and the namesake of Jenna's Law. She's a survivor of abuse as a child. Jenna Quinn joins me on the program now. Jenna, good to have you.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Greatly appreciate it. And I have you here because I've been seeing this term float around, minor attracted person, because we can't call people pedophiles because it might hurt their feelings and isolate them. And I don't care. Pedophile is the appropriate term. Pedophile is the legal term. This minor attracted person's nonsense has to stop. And the El Paso Independent School District has now put a teacher on administrative leave after telling students to call pedophiles minor attracted persons, as if it's some sort of acceptable lifestyle. What would you tell people?
You know what? This is a euphemism, a nefarious euphemism at its best. Okay, because language, think about it. Language is such a powerful thing, okay? It's the most powerful tool we have as human beings, is language. And when, you know, when you rename something or change a name, it is just the beginning of, now follow me on this, it is just the beginning of either criminalizing something or, in this case, decriminalizing something, okay? And so, you know, there are so many things wrong with this. This is so disturbing on so many levels, but I do.
So what you're saying is decriminalizing, Jenna, to be clear on what you're saying, though, decriminalization is the road to normalizing this behavior. That's what it is.
Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying. That is the classic textbook first way, first step to do and accomplish something like this.
Yeah.
Yes.
So,
very disturbing.
So you are somebody who came out and basically put your story on the street corner to say, look, this is who I am. That could not have been easy at all. But you did that to try to change the world, I suppose. Is that a fair way to put it?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. So I have had the privilege of working with, you know, hundreds of different survivors of all types of different sexual abuse. And, you know, I first shared my story. I was asked to share my story. I am from the Dallas, Texas area. And the Dallas Morning News covered my story after my perpetrator was sentenced to prison. And I agreed to do the interview, and I told them that they should not hide my name in the paper because I had nothing to be ashamed about.
So how much of your story would you, just the abbreviated version here, in a minute or two, what would you tell people that happened to you?
Sure. So my story is so similar to the 42 million survivors of child sexual abuse in our country alone. Very similar. Over 90% of the time, a child or youth is abused by someone that they know, love, and trust. Okay, so I know we teach stranger danger, but more importantly than that, we need to be teaching acquaintance danger. So my perpetrator was a very close family friend, you know, the best friend of my best friend's father, basically. Okay, so we were very close with this family. And he sexually abused me not once, but many times. And I was threatened and I was intimidated not to tell, like so many survivors.
And how old were you?
So I was young. So the grooming started. I do a lot of trainings on grooming for prevention and intervention. So the grooming started when I was 12.
Wow.
Yes. So, you know, these perpetrators are
And for people, and obviously it's pretty clear what grooming is. He's prepping you to take you to the next step. And the grooming process, how long was that?
Oh, the grooming process lasted for about a year and a half.
Yeah.
Yes, to desensitize, to introduce the idea of sex, to push the boundaries just a little bit further. And that's what I see what's going on with changing language here, and it's very scary in our society.
Exactly.
Really,
and
that's
well, you know, and I say, and I've used this term recently, I think we're experiencing the grooming of America, not just in this department, but in a variety of places, to desensitize Americans to the loss of rights, to the giving criminals rights that the victims don't have, whether it's sexual abuse or the idea that convicted killers should be let out of prison because, well, you know, they have feelings too, or some stupid nonsense, right? Your perpetrator, how long in prison?
So the jury gave him 70 years. 70 yep. years.
7 years. And so the abuse, the sexual abuse began when you were...
7-0.
Okay. So the sexual abuse of with you began at the age 13, 14 is where my takeaway.
That's correct.
And then it lasted for some period of time because of the fear instilled in you, which is intimidation and fear. That's one of the main controlling aspects, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. Fear, intimidation, shame, afraid of any backlash that may come, because unfortunately sometimes there is consequences for loved ones. There's some sort of, ramification that comes from this because it is usually someone that child and youth knows. So, yes, you are correct in that.
Yeah. What do you say to people that want to use this term minor attracted persons? Because it, to me, it needs to be rejected immediately. Yeah. It needs to be deep sixed immediately because there is no... Listen, I have two daughters. I'm not gonna and a son. And let's not kid ourselves. Young boys are victims as well, aren't they?
Yes, they are. So, just a quick drop on the numbers here for you. It's estimated 1 in 4 girls and 1 in 6 boys are sexually abused before the age of 18.
Wow.
Before the age of 18. Yeah.
1 in 4 and 1 in 6. It's a disgusting statistic. I have Jenna Quinn here, survivor of child sexual abuse. Her abuser, 70 years, 7 decades in prison. When did you finally have the courage to go to the police or somebody? When did you break the break free, I should say?
Yeah, so I am the middle daughter. I have an older sister and a younger sister. And so I, at 16 years old, finally told my older sister. And so at 16, then, we told my parents, and then the police came to the house, and then that long road of the legal process, started for us. But it was so important because that's really when my healing process could start.
So the father of a good friend of yours, right, was she aware of any of this?
No, they were not. He was very good. He was a very charismatic person, and... looked good on paper like that kind of person, which we have come to see. There is no certain stereotype for, what these perpetrators look like. Many of them match the U.S. population and education married.
Yeah, the devil can be a chameleon. The devil can absolutely. Be a chameleon. That's a fact. Jenna, and thank you for sharing your story. Tell folks where they can learn more about your story and about the survivors and how they can, heal. If they're victims?
Yes, absolutely. So I have a lot of resources. I have been fighting this war.
I've only got about 20 seconds. So let's get, okay, I need to get that website.
Yes, so my website is jennaquinn.org. You can find a lot about Jenna's Law and the Jenna Quinn Law, which is federal policy, as well as resources for survivors.
jennaquinn.org, jennaquinn.org. Jenna, thank you for having the courage.
If you're looking for a new best friend and you've already been to the shelter, it's time to check out TheBarkingBoutique.com. TheBarkingBoutique.com guarantees its puppies for the next 5 years and plenty to choose from. New arrivals daily. TheBarkingBoutique.com. Healthy Cell delivers 165% more vitamin nutrition with its microgel formula. Studies show Healthy Cell packs a bigger punch than ordinary vitamins. Healthy Cell is made in America and recommended by Dr. Peter McCullough. Go to HealthyCell.com, use the promo code Gruber, and save 20%. HealthyCell.com, promo code Gruber.
You see it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, you're welcoming the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy?
Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.
We can't see tomorrow, but we can hear it. Tomorrow sounds like hydrogen being added to natural gas to make it more sustainable. It sounds like solar panels generating thousands of megawatts. And it sounds like carbon being captured and stored, keeping it out of our atmosphere. We've been bridging to a sustainable energy future for more than 20 years. Because what we do today helps ensure tomorrow is on. Enbridge. Life takes energy.